The Great Cereal Sacrifice by Chasten Rasmussen, based on a true story. Mom and Dad have called Hannah and her siblings for a family meeting. Mom starts it out.
Our church leaders have asked us to prepare for emergencies, but we don't have much extra money. We'll have to make a sacrifice.
Dad adds,
We're giving up cereal for 1 month. We'll use the money to buy supplies, okay?
Hannah feels really worried and asks,
What will we eat for breakfast?
Mom smiles and says,
Oatmeal. We have lots in our food storage.
Hannah sees a picture of oatmeal in her head and thinks,
Oatmeal? Blah.
The next morning, Hannah sits at the breakfast table with her arms crossed while looking at a gross-looking bowl of oatmeal and thinks to herself, Mom encourages her.
Try mixing something in. I like raisins in mine.
Okay.
Hannah tries some different ways of eating oatmeal during the month. Day one, raisins.
Gross.
Day two, bananas.
Yuck.
Day three, coconut.
Ew.
Day four, berries.
Nope.
At the end of the month, when she's about to eat oatmeal again, Hannah says,
Nothing I try tastes good.
Her sister says,
Try this. It has apples, cinnamon, and brown sugar. It tastes like apple pie.
Hannah gives it a taste.
Mmm, that's good. I'm having this tomorrow, too.
Mom says,
I bought first aid supplies for our emergency kits yesterday. Thanks for being good sports. I know giving up your favorite cereal was a sacrifice.
Hannah says,
I'm glad we'll be prepared for an emergency. That makes all this gloppy oatmeal worth it. Besides, it's not so bad after all.
And takes another bite.
End of the comic, The Great Cereal Sacrifice. Read by Kristen Hawkins, Rena and Wes Nelson, and Zoe and Salem Tullis.